Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Here we are, the last Tuesday of the month in February, and tonight's going to be a teaching understanding night, and of course, always a wonderful, wonderful activation. So thank you for joining me from all over the world that you've come in here. And I have a message that came in over the weekend while I was sitting in stillness and moving into these higher realms again. And it was very, very peaceful coming in saying, we have to love ourselves. We've got to love ourselves right down to the cellular molecular structure of our bodies. And it's really that understanding or even conceiving that the cells of our body have a consciousness. And since the cellular body has a consciousness, we can communicate love into our bodies and harmony into our bodies, and then start attuning a frequency of love, of light, of harmony into our cellular bodies. And when we start attuning this frequency of love, light, and harmony, and then the rest of the body and the mind starts accepting and integrating everything that is of absolute love, light, and harmony when it arrives. And so every day becoming more anchored into Gaia and her consciousness allows us to transmit this cellular frequency into her consciousness fields, which goes outward onto transmitting that same energy onto all of her kingdoms and all of her elements. And so it was a really peaceful realization. I was sitting outside on the weekend and I just felt this overwhelming peace inside. And then I looked at the little bird on the tree and then the squirrel scampering in front of me and then a rabbit scurrying by. And I just connected with this transmitting onto the inner body, outer body, and that they would come closer to me. in the realization that there was a full embodied transmission of love from within me in a waveform going into their little heartbeats, always transmitting energy into the planet and her kingdoms. And understanding that the consciousness of their little bodies and my body is of energy. And that the outer consciousness body, which is our aura field, is filled with an energy that we can transmit onto each other through our inner minds, accepting that same love, light, and harmony. And that we can transmute anything in the aura body right down into the cellular body so that we can be a very powerful strand of energy around everyone and every kingdom and every element. So I'd like to kind of go over a few valued transmissions, I guess, or how you say understandings of the aura fields and how we get into energetic blocks that would hinder us from being able to become the love within ourselves and transmit the love, light, and harmony into the aura body and onto all others. So I think I can just probably just bring in the masters right now, because I want this energy of intelligence to be taught through the masters that speak through me and harmonically attune me and blaze in energy into all of the outer fields of all of you, so you can feel your own energetic consciousness and come into a form of feeling the blocks that you have in your outer fields, so that we can all begin transmitting onto one another, right into our cellular atomic bodies. So I want to bring in that higher vibration when they come through in stillness is how I communicate and elevate. And I'm going to just have everybody join me with placing the feet on the ground. Relax your shoulders. We feel the waveform of the light essence of these infinite, infinite strands of light intelligences coming in waveforms into all aura bodies. The electromagnetic pulse from Gaia's body, polarizing your foot chakras into her heartbeat. Bringing a calming breathing pattern into the heartbeat. And so a sweeping and cleansing and purifying around everyone opens up the corridors and the grid systems beyond, for the masters to begin speaking through me into all of your energetic fields of consciousness, both your outer aura body and your inner chakra body and your inner mind, to receive these words and this activation tonight. Breathe in this essence. The energetic fields of the body, child, can be enlightened and can be interrupted, to know when an energy of something arrives that is foreign to your body and its cellular memory, or foreign to your inner mind of your thought forms, and then you will experience or react in a differing manner of your emotional and physical body, creating anxiety, fear, anxious, nervousness. That is an energy that is blocking you from being in the love light harmony of all that we have for you each day. There are energetic blocks that arise in various formats into all outer fields and inner minds and various moments of the day or night. And they do arrive unexpectedly. And most assuredly, in an untimely manner. And it is for you to know when that negative or lowering, disruptive energy arrives in a thought form or a feeling of your physical form, that you transmute its vibration instantaneously. How long, your child is asking. Nichitya, I am here, child, to tell you within 10 seconds of receiving a thought form or action that is negative, that is untimely and causing uncertainty, 10 seconds to transmute it. Remember, in 10 seconds, we are there to relieve you of it. But you must come into that activity of seeing and feeling and knowing when it is arriving. And you don't know. The energetic body of consciousness in your outer fields is called the aura, and it is of intelligences, since it is an energy of consciousness. And there are many forms of this unexpected, unaware energy as it arrives into this energetic aura consciousness field that disrupts, distracts, and unveils an uncertainty in but a moment of a second of a millisecond. And so you must be focused and in full awareness for that 10-second time to transmute will arrive, and we will be there for you. How does this happen? I hear your little child asking, what will the warning be? How does it happen and where does it come from? We are here to answer your little child's mind. There are varying samples that we can entertain you with. One, you may have come into contact with someone who you don't know, and in that blip of a second of meeting that person, or bumping into the person, or standing in a lineup beside the person, it is someone who you do not know, children. They house within their aura field an energy that is filled with many shadow selves. And those shadow selves may know any one of your shadow selves. And that connection may alter you into anxiousness or unknowingness or fear. Or they may have had a timeline with you in their shadow lifetime self. And so it is a disruptive, distractive energy. And you will know that that energetic field that arrives from simply standing in a lineup is not your frequency. It is an energetic consciousness field that has arrived from a differing timeline of your soul. And the shadow self oscillates and resonates in the knowingness of both your timeline, shadow self, and that person's timeline, shadow self. Immediately, align into your stillness. Breathe in the higher frequencies. This is not my frequency. Go back to your source and be of light, love, and harmony. You cannot stay in my aura field of light consciousness. You may have an energetic close relationship, a good friend, a good neighbor, a co-worker. You are gathered into a harmonic relationship because you have already recognized within your inner child that you've had an experiential timeline together. those shadow selves of that person may not all be the same as your shadow selves, even though you might have had a wonderful past lifetime together in one episode. That person may have an energetic field of another timeline that was very disruptive. And at any time, you could be visiting with that person and they're not having a good shadow self day. And therefore, they will be transmitting a lowering energy of disruption within their own energetic heartbeat and mind and not know why. Yet, with you unknowingly receiving this disruptive, unknowing waveform into your aura field, you become distracted. Your shadow selves of other lifetimes are also a part of disrupting the love, light, and harmony in your outer aura field. And so even though you have a beautiful relationship now, at any moment in time, that person could have a disruptive moment and it would broadcast a frequency that would not resonate with your energetic body and mind. And it would distract you. And so knowing that there are other lifetimes and past lives of each other, you would always want to activate your own higher soul and master energy to release the disruptive frequency and transmit the energetic field that's coming in that was not here 2 minutes ago, only when the person came and sat down for tea with me did it arrive. Be aware at all times. The energetic field of consciousness, called the aura, is very intelligent and receptive to lowering frequencies now. And so the moment that you feel it is your friend, it is your ancestor, it is your brother, it is your husband, a mother, they may be in a transitional state of shifting, and a shadow self has interrupted them for some unknown reason. Perhaps they stopped for gas. Perhaps they stopped to pick up coffee or tea for your meeting, and they were interrupted by another shadow self from the clerk that sold them the pastry. And here they arrive at your home with a distracted energetic field. It is not harmonically attuning to you. Immediately, this is not my frequency. Go to the light and release the attachments that are in this room. So you are releasing and clearing both you and your friend. Not even knowing what the timeline was, it's okay. The shadow selves that are populating inside of your auras, both of you, must be cleared. There could be an energetic soul friend of yours that introduces you to another friend. Immediately, you have a reactive mind, reactive heart, anxiety, or uncertainty. I don't like that person. Why is that happening? You have had a timeline together with that person you've just been introduced to. This is a third example. And that person unknowingly does not know you, but that was a person who is a perpetrator or a judge or a hurtful source of energy that came upon you in another lifetime. And so the red flag goes up on your head. Ah, I don't like that person. And you don't know why. And because their shadow selves that hurt you, harmed you, judged you, placed you in prison, or what have you, is now standing in front of you in this lifetime, and your inner child soul is resonating in fear or resonating in, I don't know, I don't want to know this person. That is an interruptive frequency that's arrived inside of your aura. Go into stillness, hold the frequency of stillness around your heart, transmute all shadow cells, known and unknown, from all ancestors, all dimensions, all timelines, known and unknown, that is not of a harmonic waveform of love, light, and peace in me now, in the room now, in all the people that are around me now. Let this frequency be transmuted to light. We must recognize that we are all joined as one heart and one mind. So it becomes pretty relative that we become one another's desire or pattern or program without really knowing that we're aware that we are becoming it. And this is another example. Well, how does that happen? Well, this other energetic field, which is not a disruptive one as the one we just described as someone that you don't know, that you don't like, and you don't know why, because of the shadow selves being harmful to you. But there's also another type of energy field that comes in, and it's so unexpected and it's just so unveiling. And you always go, oh, darn it. I knew it. I just knew it. And that is called an obsessional self. In whenever you have a close or past association with someone, you are more often susceptible to becoming obsessed by their energies and them of yours. And so these are shadow selves that are called obsessional selves. And it can be someone as close to as your own children, a parent, a friend, a neighbor. And that's why it's so innocent and it's so crazy. But you get on the same frequency with this person because you hang out with them or they're your children. And so the two of you carry a waveform of energy that is relatively imprinting a pattern in your field and their field, such as a couple that walks the same or has the same gestures or a patterning. This is the frequency that I call obsessional. But all of a sudden, that person begins to have a craving or a love for chocolate or ice cream. And this is an obsessional frequency. It's obsessional because they have a craving or addiction that they are transmitting into your outer field. And since you're both in the same frequency of tuning into one another at all the time, then you start eating the chocolate or you start craving addictive behavior without even knowing it. That's the sneaky deed. So you can be on their frequency and you don't even know it, that that's what they're craving, until 2 or 3 days later they say, oh, geez, you know, I can't get over it. I've had this sugar kick for 4 days. I don't even know why I have this sugar kick. And you go, well, so have I. You go, where did you get it from? I think I got it from, that's obsessional frequencies. And they move in and set up a pattern in your aura body because the aura is an intelligent energy of consciousness. You see how simple these things are. And this can happen in a different manner where, okay, so that's a happy one. It can also happen where you are a bit on the phone with somebody, and again, it's a close connection to a friend. And the moment you get off the phone with them, or the meeting that you're sitting down with them, as soon as they leave, you have this sense of agitation or frustration. And you just don't like how you feel about yourself. Or you just don't know why I don't even want to eat that type of food again. And all of a sudden, you find out they were sitting there broadcasting from their inner mind. Again, you don't even know it, but they've been on a diet. And they're sitting there and they're upset because they've been fasting of sugar or such other foods that they really love. And in their inner mind, they're creating these thought forms about how they look, how they feel, and how they have to diet, and how they don't really want to diet right now. And all of these are obsessional thought forms of not liking themselves or not being able to eat what they want. And this is what they're broadcasting into their outer fields just from thinking about it. It's in their aura. It's in their outer body. And you have no idea, but you both, because you're both on the same resonant frequency, because you're good friends. And that resonating frequency begins obsessing the energy around both of you. And now you feel not so good about yourself. And you say, I think I should go on a diet. I think I should do that. I don't know why I'm thinking this, but maybe I should go on a diet right now. I don't know why, but yeah, I think I will. Oh, the masters must be telling me to go on a diet. You're going like, no, this is an obsessional frequency. And you might not find out till, again, a few hours or the next time you see the person. You say, you know, the last time I saw you, I went on a diet. Oh, really? So have I. So it's just so interesting when you find out about these obsessional cells of consciousness, when you find out patterns that people are frustrated in thinking, their mannerisms, and you pick it up immediately. Remember, 10-second rule. Release it. It's not yours to obsess over or move into a reactive state, an emotional state. You can isolate yourself from it when you get onto this. You can absolutely isolate yourself from this obsession, from any frequency you want. As soon as you feel that there's a shift in your thinking, a shift in a desire or action that you're doing, immediately tune into every person that you've been associated with and remove their frequency and any obsessions that frequency would house in your field. Think about it. Who have you spoke to today, sat with today, launched into an email discussion with today? Their imprint, their consciousness is in your outer field. And in your inner mind, you might feel, see, or have a reaction. And that's an obsession. I don't think there's a single day goes by where we can't find a worthwhile transmutation to take in our lives and put it up there into the light. You might go along and say, transmute, 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 transmute. No obsessions, no energies, not taking that one on every day. And if you don't take on other people's obsessions and other people's thought forms, and you just become your own soul, master consciousness, then all of your wishes and desires, all of your real energies will start to be unveiled. Because those higher masters, minds, higher essences of love, light, and harmony will begin to replace and remove anything that's of a lowering energetic field when it arrives into your aura. So they gave me an example. There was a woman in India who went into one of these arranged marriages with the family, and they ridiculed her of her weight. She was very overweight and just loved her food. And so she sat down with spirit and went into her higher consciousness and asked for assistance. The spiritual being came and made adjustments to her chakra system and said to her, "There now, you don't need all that heavy food anymore." And she stopped. The spiritual master came in and removed the obsessions of the heavy eating pattern. People came from all over India to visit this lady because they thought it was a miracle that she just stopped and just didn't eat. Even the fasting, all she did was drink. And she became lighter and brighter. And then it just became known that she was just, something came over her. It was a miracle. She didn't know the spiritual energy that she had called on, and it helped her. And then one day, a number of years later, she went into town and she saw people surrounding a visiting yoga. This yogi was in there in this building. So she went in to see him. And when she looked at him, she had a shot of energy so strong in her heart. And it wasn't an obsessional energy. It was an energy of love, light, and peace. It was an energy of knowing. And she just looked at him and she said, "You're the one. You came to me. And you released me of those obsessions." The yogi looked at her and nodded and smiled. It was Yogananda. And so we can have ourselves surrounded by the quantum consciousness fields of many, many thought forms and actions. And yet we can be infusing our own higher light beings and the spiritual masters, known and unknown, seen and unseen, will arrive. And you may meet them one day, or you may just be them one day. So isolate those frequencies when they arrive into your aura field and understand that all is in a broadcasting state right now. Wherever you are stepping into a broadcasting field of energies of consciousness, and every one of us is interacting on a higher grid system than you could ever know. And so that when you come out of the theater, come out of the mall, come out of the traffic on the highway, come out of a conversation with a group of wonderful, wonderful people, you must still remove their frequencies and any obsessional selves that they carry known and unknown within their hearts, within their minds, that is leaving an imprint in my energetic field. And I do this every day so that I know that as soon as I finish my calling on the phone with anyone and everyone, I'm always cleansing and purifying, knowing that the higher masters of these multi-dimensions that walk with me now, they know when there is one little speck of an interruptive field of consciousness that's not Nora's masters. We build the column of our own obsessions and collective sources of lowering consciousness each day. But if we take that awareness and focus frequencies of our mind and tap into how we feel and what's altering us, and jump into the 10-second transmute frequency, you will be back on track. And everything will be glistening and shimmering, or a field. And the plasma, the higher messengers in the light particles of plasma will start building the new grid system of a light aura field, is how they show it to me. These higher masters of our own higher selves and infinite selves, they want to come in and assist us. And they will work with you so rapidly in that 10-second transmute time frame. They come in, as I always say to many of the students, when that higher master comes in, such as Yogananda appeared for this lady, and they come in when we ask, what is it that you have for me today? Heal my body. Cleanse and purify my aura. Shower me with all that it is for me to serve you now. In love, light, and harmony. And that essence of the Holy Presence arrives. When you feel an energetic field come into your consciousness, it is there to heal you, guide you, or to teach you. That's what the higher beings come in for. To heal you, to guide you, to teach you. The protection fields come in with them. And it is always in absolute love, light, and harmony that you should be breathing in and feeling every day. The moment you are not in that frequency, then these masters will come to you in that 10 seconds to heal you, to release you, teach you, and to guide you on your way back into a higher spiral of light. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful that we have this divine ability to connect and to flow in such a higher state instantly. We just have to be on top of it and not wander about for 2 or 3 days eating the chocolate, wondering why we're starving and putting ourselves on a diet when you don't want to. It always happens. I have to be absolutely honest. It always happens. It's like, I have no idea why I'm eating this. I've heard so many people say that. Oh, well, I guess someone wants me to eat it. It's like, no. you're eating someone else's dinner. It's their obsession. So we got to laugh and we got to have fun with it because we're transitioning and we're transforming. We got so much stuff on our plates, but we got to just sit back and enjoy the fun and laughter and fixing it and step into that 10-second rule. Transmute, I'm not having this chocolate, I am not doing this, whatever it is, but enjoy it. It's a teaching. It's a lesson. It's a guidance. And it's an understanding that you can share to somebody else. All right. I just saw them bow down. And that one master that was giving me this information is just bowing down. And so I think we're going to go into an activation. And I hope that information that was given to you of the various obsessions, higher selves, surrounding us, the selves that were the perpetrators or the interrupters, the ones that are known and unknown. I hope that information was good guidance tonight for you. Okay, let's just get into an activation and clear what's lingering from our own energetic bodies and what's in our auras right now. Let's get to work on that. Alrighty. Once more, thank you for being with me here tonight. And I'm going to just ask that you breathe in and breathe out slowly. Breathe in and breathe out slowly. Relaxing. The slow breathing out. As you relax your shoulders, relax the jaw, relax your neck muscles, relax the elbows and hips, spinal column, and anchor your feet even deeper and deeper into Gaia. And just become aware now of the stillness that is around you. We bring in the stillness vibrations of light essences of these masters of light, Nietzsche-Kodida, to pour forth a light essence, Nishido, for cleansing, clearing, Nitova, and releasing all thought forms, all obsessions, any programs that have become attachments in our outer fields and that have affected our hearts and inner minds in this now moment. I would like my infinite masters to remove all fragments and lingering aspects of all others' consciousness threads in the outer fields, known and unknown, that have formed any kind of a block or interference within all aura bodies, within all chakra bodies, as we become more grounded into Gaia. And let these masters remove those fragments and lingering essences on your body. Let them do their work. See those frequencies being pulled out of you and off of your outer field and out of your mind. Let go of those feelings of uncertainty and fear. They're not yours. Out of the heart. A third eye has pulled out the visions of other faces, other programs, other obsessions. So, releasing now these magnified fields of these higher intelligent species that are walking around, everyone is assessing and addressing those obsessional frequencies, those old timelines and hidden soul frequencies to be released out of the outer bodies. I am seeing a vortex of light that is mapping a heightened grid system of highest intelligences around each and every one of you. There is a column of light. And it is shimmering of light essences. And your own footprints of your own higher grid systems are within your own column. The chakra and the crown chakras are opening up as you are connecting to your higher soul presence in the higher realms. And there's radiant light around the crown, temples, and third eye chakras. All are connecting and tapping into dimensions within their own column of light. You are connecting and networking to all kingdoms of Gaia and of your own ancient ones and civilizations in all timelines. There is a sacred vibration that you are receiving within your column, and it is an empowering cord of light that is moving on to all crown chakras so that you can see the sparks of light around your crown within your inner mind's eye. You can feel the empowering radiance of light within your inner mind, inner ear. It's your soul light vibration. There are masters of light from many grid systems that are moving around all outer fields and radiating transmissions of light cords into all chakras of the body. As you are sitting in stillness, anchor your feet a bit more and fill the chakras with this light essence from these light beings standing in front of you.
Since you didn't know these masters are of
radiant intelligent species and dimensions and civilizations who know who you are and are arriving in the stillness quotient of light to clear, heal, and activate you. Breathe it in and release out of the navel portal anything that is not of this higher frequency.
in a amplification of an electromagnetic pulse in light waveforms will begin to activate crystals within all hearts, so that all of your inner soul child essence will be purified and released from all trauma, karma, persecutions, and programmed lifetimes that is causing the body and mind of the soul child to be blocked from these oncoming programs at any time. Ooh, there's an energy pulling off the hearts of these old karmic timelines coming out of the soul selves. You should know that these formats of hybrid programs had been implanted thousands and thousands of years ago and can no longer house your soul cellular memory within the heart, within the soul. It all must leave now, so there will be no resonating frequency that will pull a line or appear from another soul consciousness field in your outer body. Let it go. This cleansing, washing, and purifying of all of your hidden self, shadow selves of this soul lifetime within you will no longer align or radiate or transmit any others of these thought forms that arrive into your aura field. I am here, child. I am here. There are boundaries, and old waveforms are being dissolved now. And all threads of consciousness of those who were there in those timelines of karma and trauma. Those are the hidden soul selves, known and unknown, who saw and did nothing. They are dissolving from the inner heartbeats and the inner soul child. Those who set the table of persecution and gathered others against your inner soul lifetimes, they are all being released out of your timeline of this life. And those who carried on and watched onward with the directions delivered to them, they too are being released out of your hidden self, shadow self lifetimes into freedom. It's you too cool. And even those hidden selves, shadow selves, ancestor relationship consciousness fields that have been transmitting into your own lowering fields of heartbeats of anxiousness, fear, uncertainty, they too, from your own bloodline, are being dissolved now and falling away. Let it go. Deep sigh. And those hooks of pain and anxiety in the heart, no longer are they there. And those threads of threats of anger housing the back of the heart and back of the head dissolve now. And all ancient bindings on the wrists and ankles of old shackles of old programs, they are falling away and dissolving. Feel them falling off as crystal light formations are flowing around you and flowing within the master cells. As the cellular memory of your crystallite cells are being dispersed throughout your entire energetic body. And you are transmitting highest intelligent fields into your inner mind's eye, heightening your mind to see and to know your soul is resonating with this light of freedom from attachments, from obsessions. You are in freedom now, children. Freedom of hidden selves and shadow selves. Freedom of all persecutors and all who judged you, who hurt you and caused you pain. We are abolishing the frequencies in all of those soul timelines of karma, of trauma, decay. Breathe in as this heightened light being arrives before you, carrying a flame of the highest golden essence of your master frequency. It warms your heart. In its essence of the flame, burns away any threads of any lingering essences of timelines or any other selves, known and unknown, seen and unseen, in this lifetime, of those frequencies that you have held onto from your own family relations. Let it go into the flame of light before you. All is releasing tension, tightness, anxiety, guilt, shame, fear. Those frequencies that have been transmitted into your aura fields and inner minds in this lifetime are releasing and dissolving now. Let the shame, guilt, fear, anxiety go now. Yours, it never was. Aligned to that empowering flame of light that is now infusing your inner heart and showers you with an essence within you now to become a stronger, taller being, a new energy of strength and power. It's flowing through your cellular body, spinning in your chakra body with love, and transmitting that love of a renewing light consciousness field from within the body to your outer aura body. Let this flame of light become more empowering as you breathe it in to your heart. Hold and expand. As you're breathing out, you are expanding the light particles into the old waveforms, old thought forms, of old karma and old trauma that is falling away out of the back of the head, falling off the back, down the shoulders, down the spinal column, as you are being healed, cleared, and enlightened from this flame, your own golden essence within your heart. Breathe this flame from your heart down into the navel portal, where all your power resides. Feel the vibration and the tone amplifying your power within the solar plexus. Breathe it in. This is your highest power and authority of who you are and all that you are in oneness of all consciousness fields in and around you. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Your inner child stands in the highest frequency of light, empowered inside of your heart, empowered inside of your solar plexus, fueled by this flame of light. It is the flame of the essence of who you are, and you are standing in absolute freedom. All the timelines of your master abilities of heightened gifts and intelligence can now begin fueling your inner body, your inner mind. Feel the sacred codes of light moving through you. And the essence of your own I Am presence pours more of this holiest flame of light on top of your crown chakras. I am seeing crystallized frequencies in the heart as soul seeds are glistening and shimmering, and photonic ratios of light particles in their electromagnetic fields surrounding the body is being bathed more in plasma fields of light. And Gaia's kingdoms are recognizing this shimmering light essence in all aura bodies of electromagnetic fields of light. You are becoming oneness and freedom. And we are connecting and communicating into one another in this now moment in a massive grid system of light. And we are connecting unto all kingdoms and all elements when we are in this oneness field of our own flames of light. And Chikokotudna, the infinite vibrations of light particles, is amplifying your field of light wherever you are. When you are in this state of freedom, there is no separation. Pleat vibrations of all that just is blended in love, amplified into vibrations of knowledge, wisdom, and healing powers unto one another. Connect now and communicate through your feet into Gaia. Into her ocean floors, into her diamond heartbeat. Become one. Breathe in this oneness as you become anchored within the soul body. Yet you are networking into all of these grid systems beyond of your master soul and its light vibrations. Breathe in the master energy once more and listen to that inner child. Hear the voice. Just be me. So that at any time of the day, call on the master energy. When your master says, just be me, your master energy will fill your heart, flame, and you will be empowered to transmute any essence of any consciousness that is not of the master energy. And your flame of your inner child that is within you now is ready to be the connector, the communicator, the transmitter of your own soul purpose. Chitorono. We are complete, child. Remember, whenever there is an unknown feeling, an uneasy thought form, it is not your frequency, and therefore aligned to the stillness around you. Fasten yourself to your own frequency. Just be me, the master energy that you call upon. And allow your master empowering flame of light. This is not my frequency. Leave now. And let go of anything that is still lingering. It will be released into the flame of light around you with love. In seconds, within seconds of 10. So once more, breathe in your light essence to fuel your body of the higher frequency of the master energy each day. Thank you. We just thank the masters of love, light, and freedom. Thank the higher beings of the grid systems beyond the beyond, these species of a higher intelligence that teach us these lessons and understandings with such grace and such holiest of holies essence. It is done. And thank you for being here in this beautiful essence. We're just going to breathe it in for a moment to integrate it. And there's rings within rings going around the chakras of the head, and white rings of 12 going around the chakra body to seal the empowerment of your own light essence of mastery, energy within you. And Gaia is holding you, knowing you are the transmitter, communicator, connector to all her kingdoms, for her ascension is near. All right. Stretch a little bit so you can stretch and empower those igniting frequencies within the spinal column. And know that you're all welcome to join me on the next event coming up, which is the 3-3 Gateway, where the Masters of the Infinities are going to walk with your soul essence into a higher vibration. It's going to be an interesting date, 3-3-2-0-2-0. It's like two threes, two twos, and two zeros, all mirroring a frequency of infinite light consciousness. I see the three facing the other three in a mirror image creating 8 infinity. I see the two mirroring the other two, becoming a love quotient of infinity. And I see the zero in the zero becoming wholeness to oneness. And so that I do know that this 3-3 gateway of 2020 that is coming up in a week or so, it's going to be stellar vibrations to move into from the teachers and masters and gatekeepers who will arrive and walk in spirit in all of you. I just wanted to mention also the download that came in of a new mastery course that will be strictly online on a month-to-month basis, where there will be a code of consciousness delivered from Masters Beyond. And they've given me once a month where a higher code of an ability, a code of consciousness, is going to elevate your bodies, your minds, and your souls into a highest holographic frequency, running once a month for 9 months, taking us to the end of the year of the master year 2020, where you will be unveiled with the highest focused vibrational form in the 12th month. That will begin on March 25th. It'll be on the website. I just have to get the further downloads of the masters of how it will be presented on March 25th for the first class. One last information is that the masters are taking me to Iceland, October 15th, I believe, 14th, 12th. I'm not absolutely in my third dimensional mind there. It is the middle of October to work on the tectonic plates. The European and American tectonic plates will be moving into the lava frequencies, moving into the hyogeothermal sulfur frequencies. Exploding geysers and waterfalls will be tapping into Gaia's higher water kingdoms, whale watching for a day. And then those who want to grazing across a glacier, and the northern lights throughout that 5-day adventure will be extremely powerful as we dive into the glacier frequencies will vibrations of sonar waves step into the geothermal pools and be blessed by the plasma frequencies of the higher 25 to 85 foot waterfalls, walking on the lava beaches and going into lava caves and caverns in southern Iceland. It's going to be an excursion that you won't want to miss the vibrational shifts of your own consciousness, how they show it to me. So that will be on the website, iaminfiniteall.com. You will be able to find these adventures and events. My head is getting very heavy, so I'm going to let the masters leave us now with a beautiful frequency of love. Good night. We love you.